is our love story. This is our journey.
And action.
Hola, hola.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Our Love. Yo, let me just get this mic properly.
Kunju, who says hola, hola?
I don't know. A lot of people.
No, there was someone.
Every single guy
from
townships.
There was someone who made it popular. Hola, hola.
No, I'm sawa.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But I just thought about it. Hey, guys. Welcome to Our Love Journey.
I'm trying to get comfy. We haven't shot in the studio. So, all right. I think this will do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready now?
I'm good now.
Hey guys, welcome to Our Love Journey.
Thank you guys for tuning in. This is a bittersweet episode.
It's not really.
It's bittersweet.
Why?
You know? Because you know this Our Love Journey is part of the culture. You know, it's really just one of the wonders of the world. Like it's probably the eighth wonder after Table Mountain.
Actually, speaking of, we're not the wonders of the world, but we have been nominated for Podcast of the Year,
best
Podcast of the Year, by the DSTV Content Awards. So that is really, really huge.
Content Creator Awards.
Unfortunately, ours is not like one of the voting. What is it? Segments. Yeah, I think it's
so
like
think
judges. Yeah, a panel of judges. But I think the nomination on its own is like a stamp to say, look, we're on the right path.
It's big, man. It shows that what we're doing is valuable, and it's you guys. In fact, actually, just shows that you guys are kind of lifting this podcast to be, acknowledged, and you guys are sharing it. So we appreciate you guys so much. The community that we've built here. It's exciting.
It's
we
incredible.
Get excited to do these episodes.
You know what's crazy? I was with Mpo Pops the other day, mm-hmm. and we were on set, and he was like, dude, my mom's a fan of your guys' work. Like,
you know what's crazy? A lot of people's moms.
Mom? I mean, and he's like, she's in her 50s. I'm like, shucks.
She's our target market today. It's our mom. Yeah, because I get that a lot too. I get a lot of that. And then I also get like, guys will always say like, my wife is a fan.
Yeah, but they're secretly fans. Like, yeah, it's like, what is that weird vibe? Like, yeah, my wife's a fan. Can I take a picture? It's like, but I thought your wife's a fan.
But yeah,
but
no,
it's love.
Beautiful. The love is everywhere. I was actually telling Pumi, like, guys, these days we can't even go to the mall anymore.
It's
like,
not true.
Things are getting bad.
We just come from the mall.
We can, but
an exciting thing we just recently did was MC a wedding. Guys, Brendan came alive. I've never seen.
What do you mean? But you like, see all
I
the time
shocked.
In the comments, people keep saying, "Oh wow, Brendan is so gifted."
No, I was shocked
what a blessed man.
You know, no, I was shocked because. I mean, I do speaking engagements. You don't do speaking engagements. So I thought, and then when
That's
it comes
true.
To music stuff, you take the lead. I'm like the support. So on the wedding day, I was like, okay, let me make sure that I prepare so that I can support Brendan if he tega tega. Can't you how?
Can't you tega tega?
Yeah, guys. No, it was.
But you weren't. You were very good.
I didn't feel like it was my audience. I was like, because. I don't make jokes, and weddings are those places where like sarcasm's not it because like it's like different demographics, and I thrive off sarcasm and like being weird.
Boobie's like, you know, she's you're that girl.
And
man.
Then so at the wedding, it's just like you had the wedding jokes, and I'm just like, what the hell? So I did throw
but
in some
sarcastic.
No, but I threw in some sarcastic jokes, and I could see like only like 10% of the young people got it. And the other people, I'm like waiting for a giggle, and I'm just seeing confusion.
You must read the room.
So I mean,
it was, you know, guys. I sing at a lot of weddings. In fact, if you wanna book me for your wedding, ish.
But you didn't. You don't.
Sometimes
you,
I don't
take.
No, I sometimes I don't take. But like I decided between September and November. No, between September, and early November, I'm going to take weddings because I just realized, man, like it's such an important moment for people.
Yeah.
And I can't let Abo Mafundani by Zaleo Kig if I can do it.
Are you going to edit this out?
No. No, but generally, I do enjoy it. I just, you know, though, obviously they take long and whatnot and it takes up your whole day. So if you get booked for a wedding, like you can't do any other gig.
True.
But yeah, like
I
do so many weddings so that I learned and I understood like what actually
what's the culture?
What's the culture of weddings? How are people like, you know, like, so I'm, I guess that was, it was helping. Being
I think another thing for me, and one of the reasons I stopped like attending your wedding gigs, is like weddings are never on time. And I like things to be on time. Yeah. And that's just not the energy of wedding. Like structure is not it. But anyway, it was really good. We did it. It was a very close sister of mine, and I think they were happy.
I think we probably were the best MCs like that have ever done a wedding. But anyway, back to my bittersweet comment.
Yeah.
So the reason this is bittersweet, guys, is that this is the last episode of season, I believe it's three.
Season three, yeah.
Yes, and this has been our most successful season, so yay us.
True, yay us.
But yeah, because, you know, Pumi is probably going to make an announcement of...
I'll give an update at the end.
An update of what's coming, but, you know, obviously, we'd never like to do this just as a form of, let's just do it. Yeah. You know, like we want to invest ourselves, want to make sure that we are studying on whatever topics we're talking about, and we really, truly... are emotionally invested in it. So currently there's so much that we are going to be doing that's going to be incredible. The channel is going to come alive. So Ilona, Our Love Journey is going to be on a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
Hiatus.
Yeah.
But we don't know how long exactly. It won't be too long. I think we should
be back around September, October. Yeah. Definitely probably before the year ends.
Yeah. When you guys are booking me for your weddings, we'll be back.
We'll be back. Yeah.
Doing this. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's get right into it.
Yeah.
Today's podcast is brought to you by MedShield Medical Scheme. You can visit the MedShield Mom website and access a wide library of health and wellness content pertaining to pregnancy, baby health, and being a healthy new mom. Expectant mothers can sign up for personalized pregnancy journeys with weekly developments of your unborn child. Just another way that MedShield Medical Scheme is adding more support and value to its members across different stages of life. Thank you to MedShield for keeping the channel going. It takes a lot to keep a podcast going and to have MedShield, which really aligns with some of the topics that we speak about. To have them support the podcast is really, really amazing. Do check out the website.
Yeah, I'm actually like currently I'm doing a session. MedShield's got this program like where you can like go see like a back specialist,
yeah,
the back clinic, which I'm seeing, and I'm like doing these sessions and they're literally like free because I broke my back from traveling. And it's like 12 sessions and you see like three different specialists. So you see a physio, a biokinetics expert person, and an actual doctor. So it's crazy. Like I was so scared because I got there and I was like, yo, this is going to cost an arm and a leg. And they were like, no, it's part of the program. Like you cover it. You're not even using your benefits. Like
really? Yes, I didn't know that.
It's literally like a thing where they offer it.
What I realized? So many of us never really know what benefits our medical aids offer.
We don't. Yeah. Funny enough, even with my therapy, MedShield pays for my therapy sessions.
Yeah, and I had forgotten about that. And I was paying my own therapy sessions. I was like, no, man, my medical aid actually covers my therapy sessions.
Yeah, so guys, MedShield is more than just like medical aid.
More than just hospital.
It's more than just hospital and, you know, bumping your toe, your big toe. It's actually like just even like general life things. It comes in so clutch and very handy in our lives.
Yeah. And if you're struggling with motherhood, there's a lot of questions. Always check out the website where I'm an actual contributor. So check that out. Let's get into today's podcast. Today, Brendan chose, I guess, the theme of the episode. And he said, let's do a recap. But before that, can I read our faves, a review?
Yes.
This is from Gasura 17. This podcast has so much value that it carries. Every episode, I'm left amazed and inspired because the conversations you have are so real and so relevant. I can see God's presence through this platform and forever grateful for your efforts.
Oh, man. It's good. It's so good. You guys, like I said, you guys carry us and you make us want to do this more because I feel like we like a family and we speak and we gather around the table and we have these conversations, and it allows us to be vulnerable and honest and authentic because we know that the audience is receptive and understanding and welcoming of of whatever we choose to speak of.
I think one thing season three has showed me is the potential for the podcast. One thing we have to look into getting is investing in a team. Because obviously when it comes to our love journey, it's just me and you.
Yeah.
And we really need to invest in a team. Because there's things like we spoke about doing tours, our love journey tours, live podcast episodes. And I mean, you look at Tanzania, Namibia, Botswana, Cape Town, even Mpumalanga, where we could actually go and have a live audience and have the interaction. And the country is like fully open now. So those are
things. It's exciting. Like, these are things that we are looking forward to do. You guys hit us up in the comments and tell us if you would be interested in our love journey, going on a tour where we kind of have this podcast with a live audience and maybe with a Q&A at the end.
Yeah.
I think it would be great also just to meet you guys. And I think it would be a great date night.
Yeah, like a date night. We once tried to do it, remember? Years ago. But Cape Town. I'd love to start in Cape Town. I've fallen in love with Cape Town. I genuinely just want to
Boobie loves Cape Town.
But I'm always there. Yeah, you're there every other week. I love it so much. But anyway, before we get into the recap, I found a really beautiful quote by Deepak Chopra. Mm-hmm. And he says, I don't know if it's got anything to do with our recapping, but I really love it. It says, "Detachment does not mean you should own nothing. It means that nothing should own you."
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. That's actually my little mantra in life.
Really? I didn't know that.
No, I believe in, but I attack it from a value perspective,
mm-hmm.
where I always feel like whatever you do, you should be bringing value to that activity.
Okay.
And you shouldn't be identified by the fact that you're doing that. So whether you live in, for instance, Tina Benchalepek room, like I remember my roommates to this day, not roommates, but the people that Benchalepek room now, like they were next to me. They had their own back room. There was like three of them.
It is kind of roommates.
No. We were not roommates. But I those guys, we still converse.
Really?
Yes. And I remember like the one guy, like I think he was like, he felt better about staying there because I was staying there. You know? And so I always thought to myself, you know, at the end of the day, we give value to things.
Yeah.
Like things don't own us.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be like that. Like by mere fact of you using something, it should bring value to it, you know?
I look at it from a perfectionist point of view. I think as a recovering perfectionist, part of being a perfectionist... I'm a recovering. It's like a drug addict. You're always recovering. And as a recovering perfectionist, part of being a perfectionist is that you attach so much value to not necessarily things, but everything you do. Like it has to turn out this way. Otherwise, you're never fulfilled or it doesn't feel good enough. And so one of the things that are helping me is just to accept as is, you know, to let go and to not attach myself to the outcome, to not be attached to the outcome of something, but rather to be content with being in the present and be content with being part of the process and being content with the ability to do something or have something as opposed to being attached to how it turns out. Because I found that my most stressful or unpleasant moments is when I'm attached to how something is supposed to be as opposed to what am I in control of now. Because honestly, the only thing we have, the only true and real thing right now is the now. The past is not real. The future is not real. Only now is real. And being attached to something or how it should turn out, it really means that you're kind of not present.
Yeah. And also like you put almost your happiness
in how it turns out.
In the hands
out.
Of like fate or whatever, you know, and you can only control what you can control.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that is that podcast. That is something I've thought a lot about that is that quote. That's something I thought a lot about while I was on break and traveling and you know.
How was that, by the way?
Like my break? Leave. Oh.
Bumi went on leave for a month.
Yeah. I was so happy. I even told you I went on a social media break and I was like, oh my gosh, I love this for me. I desire a life of social media.
Yeah, Mpuma's like staying with social media.
Yeah, I genuinely desire a life of social media. I wish...
life off social
media. Off social media, yeah. Okay. Like, I genuinely wish, like, everything, I could do everything without having the constant interaction. Because if you think about it this way, imagine having someone at your house all day, every day, just having people coming in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, and you just never get a break. And that's what sometimes social media feels like, or at least for me, because there's a lot of emotional attachment in the work that I'm doing, you know? So there's constant interaction. And sometimes I feel like you lose out on being present. And that's what I felt the most, is that, am I present? Like, am I still doing stuff and just being in it, or it's work? I have to make sure that I'm inspiring or making sure that people are taken care of. And so I really, really needed the break. Firstly, the traveling. We've already spoken about the traveling partner.
I don't know if we did.
Yeah. Which was really, really fun. It changed a lot for me. It shifted my perspective a lot. And I think it's going to show in my coming work. And then coming home, and then I went to my parents' house. I just chilled with my mom and we just spoke.
You
and
guys I had a good time. Where was I at this point?
You were in New York.
I was in New York, wow. Of course. Ah.
And we played with the kids, and I just got to be, and then I came home, and then I was still on a break, and I just wake up and not know what I'm doing, and it was really, really nice. So I genuinely enjoyed the break, and I really want to prioritize more like longer breaks.
Yeah, I think it's important. Like, I mean, I think you're right. I was actually thinking the other day, because I was thinking about my uncle. And my uncle used to tell these crazy stories, like, of his life. Like, and I realized that because of social media, it's almost like we're losing the art of storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never actually experience a moment fully.
Yeah.
And how you experience it is almost, it's like it's judged on how you captured it.
Yeah.
And if you don't capture it in that way, it's almost like it didn't happen.
It didn't happen, yeah.
And I thought to myself, man, like, there's so many things that my uncle used to tell us about his career, because he was also a musician, that were hard to believe, you know?
Yeah.
And I wish, sometimes I wish we could go back to that, where you could just live and experience and share your experience with people you love, people close to you, but tell them how it felt to experience it in real time, and not care more about
how you're gonna capture it.
And I find that you're right. Like, with social media now, it's not even about like doing something. It's not even about experiencing something. It's about capturing yourself experiencing something. Yeah. Yeah. And if you don't watch out, you can get consumed by that.
A whole lot. Yeah, for me, there was just a whole loss of connection, which I think I am still trying to get back.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can't fully blame social media. It's a lot. It's work. It's a whole lot of things. But I'm just glad that I still have the, I guess it's the tug from the Holy Spirit that says, hey, come back. This is your being. This is the most important, you know. Everything else is a part of who you are, but your spirit, your soul, your being present, that's the most important, and that's how you flourish. So true. That was really what my break was about. Craving another one. but I also realized, that you know, Jesus took time out, and when it was time to be in the field, he was in the field. When it was time out. And so it's also important for me to find that balance. Kuti, when it's being in the field time, you are in the field and you're fully there and you're present and you put your heart into it. And when it's time to rest, you fully rest. Yeah.
I know we have something planned, but I just feel like this is such an interesting topic. And I'm just thinking about, like, for us, like, the balance of our work is social media.
Yeah.
Essentially, most of what we do, is it lives on this in this world.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how do you find that balance of saying, I'm using the technology that is available to me to obviously progress in my career and everything, but also making sure that you're not being consumed? Because I think that actually, that quote makes so much sense now, because how do you make sure that you're using social media
and
you're not being
consumed
by social media?
Yo, it's such a tough balance. But I've learned to listen, right? And this is with everything, even with relationships, with people I'm spending time with. It's what, and this is after I read Cicely Tyson's memoir. And she talks about that feeling in your tummy. And I think everybody gets that. Kuti, does this feel good? Does this leave me feeling good? Do I go to bed feeling fulfilled? Or is my conscience like tugging at me saying no? And so even with my use of social media, so for example, with my health journey, I used to share every single morning, even with my, so I wake up early in the morning and I have my devotion every single day. And before, I used to share my scripture and I share with people and I really enjoyed it. And I think there was a time for that until it got to a point where I no longer enjoyed it because of the interaction that was happening, right?
Yeah.
So you're trying to meditate and have time with Christ, but then also I end up having to now work. So it's like 6:30 in the morning and I'm working because people are asking, where do we get this? What does this mean? Which is fine, but now it's taking away from my time of actually studying and being best so that I can give. So at the same, so all this time, which means now all of my time is spent actually being consumed, right? I don't take time out for me. So I basically stopped that. That's one of those things where I didn't feel good about it. And the weird, the crazy thing is that it sounds like it's a good thing to do, to share scripture while you're studying. It sounds like a good thing to do, but is it good for me in this point of time, in point in time, right? And that's where
and
listening.
Perhaps in that way.
In real time, right? And even with my exercising, every day I'd say, okay, Dan, this was one for my accountability. And two, I got a lot of people saying, hey, these are really motivating. We like it when you share this, it gets us up, which was good. It was great. But then it came to a point where now I'm feeling tired. I'm feeling exhausted. I'm not enjoying what I'm doing anymore. And also, you're no longer doing it because that's what you need or what your soul craves. But it's, oh, Gonja, I need to post. I need to motivate.
Yeah.
That's kind of how you find the balance. You learn to listen. And even with work, you know, you get to a point where you build your brand where your job is no longer finding work, but saying no to work, you know? And I had to get to a point where now I have to say, okay, what value does this add? Am I doing it because it adds value or for the money? You know, and we cannot live lives where we just do things for money.
Yeah.
You know, there's a point where you have to get to where it's no longer just about money, but it's about value, your peace, prioritizing your family and prioritizing your health and that thing of, am I present? Am I proud? Do I feel good after doing this? I don't know if I answered you, but yeah.
No, you gave me exactly what I was looking for. Pelanyak interviewer today. But, you know, just to end that
Should
whole,
I just close my laptop?
No, we're going to get to that. But to end that whole segment, I think Dave Chappelle says, an artist should never be a commodity.
Yes.
And I think
so good.
If you are in the creative space or even in corporate, or you have ways of using social media to advance your business and whatnot, make sure that you have that balance set up.
Yeah.
Because like it's very easy to fall into a place where you are consumed by the culture of, you know, like you're doing more reels than you reading the word, you know.
Yeah, true.
And sometimes you're doing more reels about the word
than
you're reading the actual word.
That's true.
And it's like that's the culture of it. So yeah, just kind of be mindful. And
of being a motivational speaker,
You know, and it's crazy, and this is why I guess, you know, you guys will know. I obviously do free to worship on my YouTube channel, which is almost on 1 million subscribers. Make sure you subscribe. So, but I realized that was another thing. Like for me, like it's so easy to be like a content creator, not forgetting what purpose you're doing.
Yeah.
Like you know, it's like if you're singing worship music covers. It's not just about pushing volumes.
Yeah.
You know, at some point, like, what are you putting out? Like, what is it?
What does it mean?
Yes. Are you actually spending time to figure out what people need? What's the season? Are you reading the room?
Yeah.
Or you are just out here, you know,
pushing content.
So it's very important because for some reason, it's always aligned with the success of what you're doing. Like, the more you can align your purpose with your work, I find the better it is and easy it is for you to succeed.
That's what I wanted to add on. I've been reading some Deepak Chopra books, which I really love, and he speaks of that you know, with success is never about let me do, right? And let's keep this in context, but it's about listening, being in the moment and doing things for the right reason. So yeah. The most successful people, it's not because of volume or pushing or forcing or what, but is it true to you? Does it flow from an actual good, like what is the intention? True. And I think most success comes from a very good intention. Like good intention produces the right or the best results. Mm. And so what you're saying is 100% correct, is that we shouldn't just do things because we can or because that's what everyone is doing or that's what's popular. Do things because the intention is right. Whatever your intention is, we don't all have the same intention. Yeah. But let the intention be pure and then detach from outcome. Because I think the problem is that as creators, you attach yourself to what the outcome is, and then you never ever reach that point where, what is it, that success where opportunity meets preparation.
Oprah.
No, not Oprah. The guy who wrote The Alchemist say. What does The Alchemist say? I forgot what it said. But that magical moment, alchemy, right, rather, you only meet that or get to that place where you're at peace, your intention is correct, you're connected to your source, God, and you're not attached to how it happens. It's be still and know that I am God. It's God, you've given me this gift. This is what I do with it. You determine what happens.
Yeah.
You know, Peter was told, Jesus said to Peter, put out your net, you know, and this is after hours and hours of Peter fishing and saying, but there's nothing here. And Jesus says, put out your net,
yeah.
You know, and in that moment, he puts out his nets, and what he comes out with is fish, or a multitude of fish that he couldn't even handle. But he had to let go of the attachment of what comes out. And he had to say, okay, that's what you're saying. Here's my gift. My gift is to fish. Mm. Yours is to make sure that I get something.
Yeah. And a lot of times you don't know what that something is going to be.
No.
And I think we try to make it make sense.
Yeah.
Like I remember when I was like making my transition as a musician, like I was trying to make it make sense. Like, okay, like I'm trying to spread. Yeah, yeah. Like I'm trying to spread this message. Like what's the way? And only to find that what God wants you to do might not have ever been done before.
Yeah, you're the one who's good.
So there is no
blueprint. You're the blueprint.
You're the blueprint. And it's like, you know, like it's a weird thing. Like now when people like ask me, so like what music do you do?
I don't know.
I do.
Tsonga hymns/afro.
You know, I do like Tsonga gospel pop house. It's strange, you know, but you know, I've traveled with it.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's opening doors that I didn't even know to look for.
Yeah.
And so it's what you said. You got to just trust God when he says throw your net. But I guess another thing is put yourself in a position where you are in the boat.
Yes.
Because if you don't get to that position,
then
God never he never tells you to throw your net.
You sit with your, you just sit, be like waiting.
You know, so.
It's, man, I don't know. Life is simple yet complicated.
Sometimes
it's
I just feel like. I feel like, you know, like today, I know this because this is a closing episode. I just felt like it's important for us to also just speak on the reality of what we do and how we like navigate our careers, just because like I don't think it's just for us.
No.
I don't think God just wants our podcast to do well or my music to do well, or Mbumi's YouTube or speaking or whatever, like, or our family. Like, I think God wants that for everyone. And I think even if it's just one person who can find the confidence and hope and whatever to kind of to follow your heart and your instinct, but to know where to find the balance in terms of like all these things we're talking about in terms of social media and how much you're giving out and how much you actually keeping for yourself. Like, I think if that can be helpful for us, that's always important. That is our why.
And I think also to mention the sacrifice involved. I mean, it seems like this is fun. We just get up and go. Let's shoot a podcast. But at the end of the day, we put our relationship. Our relationship is kind of the sacrifice in a way. It's taking the time. It's at the end of the day, like for someone's ministry to thrive or like a motivational speaker, it's based on their journey. Like you don't just speak from things you read in books. So Meaning, when we have these conversations, things are happening in our lives in real time. And that's how we get content. We don't study content. We don't suck it out our thumbs. It's our lives. These things are happening. These conversations we have, these difficulties, these overcoming conversations we have, these are things we deal with in real time, you know? Yeah. And so I think that also kind of brings us to why we need a break sometimes. It's okay. Let's reconnect. Let's wusa. Where are we? What's happening? Are we in the right place, or are we Mpumi and Brendan, or are we our love journey? You know, what's happening? Where's our family at? So, yeah. I mean, I think that's just real talk, like you said, with the season finale. But it's our gift. It's our platform. It's our.
And we enjoy it, and we're so grateful. And you know, there's something we want to talk about. Like, as you know, how we're talking about, obviously, Mpumi would do these devotions and stuff, and you would share it in real time, but it would take away from.
Yeah.
So we figured out that, you know, just because something doesn't work in a certain context doesn't mean you shouldn't do it.
Okay.
Sometimes you just need to find a better way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So this brings us to something that Mpumi is going to be doing on the channel, which is memberships.
Okay.
And this is going to allow us to be able to do those things, but for an audience that is captive and an audience that has the same kind of goal.
Yeah.
And sometimes, I guess, like what you were saying, what makes it hard to do it on a broader platform is that not everyone actually is invested the same.
Yeah.
And not everyone actually wants to do the work.
Yeah.
And so those people, like, back tied, because it's like, but come on, like, you haven't even done the first thing.
Yeah.
And like, you know, so, but it doesn't mean that we shouldn't, because like you said, every time you do it, there's an overwhelming response of people that are helped and people that get to do it with you. And, you know, you guys keep each other accountable. And so luckily YouTube has memberships that it has now, and we're going to be making use of that just so that we can better segment
certain content
that we do on this channel, because we know that there are super fans.
Yeah.
There are people who are like family, and they really take this stuff and they take it to heart, and they implement everything that we speak about, sometimes even better than we implement.
Yeah, I mean, just before I add on about memberships, I speak to a lot of people, and there's people I started Wisdom and Wellness with and I've walked the journey with, and I was even speaking to Sma, like, to see how much her life has transitioned and changed, and for her to say, look, it's those lessons from Wisdom and Wellness, and to see that, oh, I'm not growing alone. I'm not thriving.
Like, it works.
There's people who are actually invested. Now, to further elaborate on memberships, I think I will do a separate video that explains better. But our love journey, all the content we have on YouTube is still going to be available, but we are creating a membership, which is more exclusive content, more dedicated content, which people who are interested in can join. I think our membership is $149.
Yeah.
Yeah, $149 rand. And so what you can expect from the membership is basically a full episode of Wisdom and Wellness video. This is about 45 minutes to an hour long. This will have special guests. I've got amazing guests lined up.
Yeah,
no. Some questions digging into their brain. Some behind the scenes with them. These are people who are leaders in their respective industries. You can expect some behind the scenes. Part of the behind the scenes is walking the creative process.
Like the work that goes behind the work.
The work that goes behind. And also, as a member, you get to contribute and say, hey, I'd love to see this person on the show, because I know it comes from a place of, I'm invested, I know what Wisdom and Wellness is all about, and I think this person would be great. It's not just like a random, oh, hey, have this person, right? Like,
can we have Trevor Noah on?
Which would be great. But also,
he might be on.
Sign up
for the membership.
Who knows? You never know. And then there's going to be discounts on, like, merchandise when merchandise rolls in, and be the first to know when there's exclusive events. So it's a whole package that we are creating for wisdom and wellness people and just my YouTubers who are really interested in that type of content.
Yeah.
But like it's I said, times. Exciting times. But like I said, when Our Love Journey comes back, those episodes will still be available. But also the Wisdom and Wellness podcast is still available in audio for everybody else who doesn't want to be part of the membership. And I think we'll put like short little snippets for people just to see what's happening. And
yeah, so basically our love journey is ending for now because Wisdom and Wellness
is rolling out
and Wisdom and Wellness is like Our Love Journey's sister.
Yeah.
Our Love Journey is like wise, fit, excited, beautiful, sassy sister.
Yeah.
And it's really more about it's about sharing the stories of how, you know, people who've made a mark in the world, how their routines how they approach life on a wholesome level, not just, you know, career, but also spiritually, emotionally, physically, family, all those things. So it's really exciting. Like some of these podcast episodes are going to be insane. Like the people that are coming on, I can't even believe have agreed.
I know.
Like it's
I'm
like
so nervous.
And so yeah, so it's really, really exciting. Like we did it last year and you just get such a really in-depth perspective. It's really like watching a masterclass. It's very special. So that's basically what we're talking about in case, because we didn't say that our Wisdom and Wellness is coming back.
Yes.
But there will be a separate video that's just focused on that
and fully explaining that.
But yeah, we just wanted to let you guys know, for the audience that listens to Our Love Journey, we know that a lot of you guys again are day ones and you've been following, and you know that from September, well, actually August towards right through December, that's when we do a lot of work. like Mpumi like has all these challenges that happen.
Yeah.
And so so when you're a member, like you'll be a part of all these things, you'll be in the know.
Yes. Oh, for example, Speak Life September is obviously happening. Last year we sold out within 30 minutes.
September is crazy, guys.
Yeah. So if you are part of, if you're part of the membership, you're one of the first to know, Guti, hey, you can start buying, because obviously I can't accommodate everyone. But even last year, I still put out the challenge out there, but it was a specific support. I think I had 200 people on the program last year. And man, the testimonies that came out, I think one that still makes us cry every time I tell it, we had a lady on, and we have these Zoom sessions, these evening sessions on Fridays, where we all communicate and recap on the week and the program and the class of the week. She was in a wheelchair, right? And she basically could just move her upper body. And so she came on and she switched on her camera on one of the nights, because on Fridays we had like recap nights where we talk about the class of the week and what you've learned and what you've been able to do and achieve. And she came on and she said, you know, when I started Speak Life September, I thought I'd be excluded from the physical aspect of it. But then I thought, no, man, let me try myself out. And I found myself moving and I'm loving it. I feel alive. And I was just like, man, like, what is this? What is Speak Life September doing in my life? Like, yeah. I thought I'm the one who's supposed to be like giving and teaching, but I'm learning, I'm receiving, I'm being changed. So those are just some of the highlights, and it was just so intimate. And I'm looking forward to Speak Life September. I've been working on it. It changes life. It's been changing lives. It changed my life. And that's how it started. So, yeah, we've got so much to say.
It's a lot, guys. And I guess you guys can probably tell, like, we're really, really excited about the phase that we're entering into. Yeah. We started Our Love Journey just as a series of documenting couples' lives. And who would have thought that it would get to this point, you know? And
you're nominated. It's a podcast.
It's amazing. Crazy. It's really, really amazing. So yeah, these are some of the things, man. I don't know if there's anything else.
No, this is some of the things.
We've covered most of the stuff.
Yeah, but just stay tuned in. We love you guys, and we want to grow with you. We just really love to see everyone around us grow and thrive in your own way. But this is the end. When we come back, you guys know, we always come back stronger.
Yeah,
the end of season three. And also, we'd like to hear, what would you like to see in the next season? Any segments you'd like us to add? And like we said, even in the beginning, where do you want us to come if we do a tour?
Yeah.
And yeah,
that's actually exciting.
Yeah, that's
exciting. That's going to be super exciting.
All right. right, this is probably the longest podcast we've ever had. We did it. It's the first time also we don't use my my notes. But this was good. I loved it.
Yeah, I think it was a nice debrief. And yeah, until we see you guys on the other side, season 4. Cheers. This is our love story. This is our journey.